This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. Ouachita Parish Sheriff's deputies responded to a reported shooting at 9:50 on Saturday morning in the 100 block of Keller Street in West Monroe. Investigation revealed one victim had been wounded and is currently being treated at a local hospital. His identity has not yet been released. Joseph Hendricks Jr. has been arrested and charged with attempted second-degree murder. Joseph Hendricks Sr. has also been arrested on drug charges stemming from the incident. Investigators are continuing the investigation, and at this point, the sheriff's office has no further details. State lawmakers have 3 weeks left to decide how they want to spend $2.2 billion in surplus state money. Republican House leaders want to use $950 million to pay down pension debt. House Speaker Clay Shakesnyder.
You have dollars there that you can pay down debt and help move the state forward in that way. I think that's real important on the House side, that we look at that and we try to find a way to utilize these dollars that put us further ahead for the next legislature.
House leaders say by paying down debt in the teacher retirement system, it would free up cash for local school systems to give teachers a meaningful pay raise. But Governor Edwards says there are $296 million available to give teachers a $3,000 pay raise. Commissioner of Administration Jay Darden says the state also has the opportunity to make a significant investment towards other priorities.
Making the kind of investments in our infrastructure and long-term needs, deferred maintenance, that are so desperately needed.
In order to fund teacher pay raises and spend hundreds of millions of dollars on infrastructure projects, the legislature would have to raise the spending cap. It will take a two-thirds vote in the House and Senate. Senate President Paige Cortez says raising the spending cap will let the state put significant dollars towards some major projects.
What if we took some of that money and built the Lake Charles Bridge? What if we did do that? Well, they wouldn't have to toll the people that have been crossing that bridge for 50 years without having to pay a toll.
Right now, the House is reluctant to raise the spending cap. Shakesnyder says there's still plenty of time to negotiate with the Senate.
The president and I have always done is sit down, have a conversation, find places where we can agree. The places we don't agree, then we have more conversation. We'll get it done, just like we've always done.
Now, the work in Baton Rouge must be concluded on June 8th by 6 p.m. I'm Corey Crow. You're listening to 90.3 KEDM Monroe, a community service of the University of Louisiana, Monroe.